I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Hour number two as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Spend a lot of hour number one talking about the Masters as you've got a star-studded leaderboard, Taz. Coming up, kicking off hour number three. About an hour from now, we're going to talk to Reed Forsgreave, NBA analyst, reporter, CBS Sports, as Reed will join Taz and myself, and we'll preview the NBA playoffs. So that is where we kick off this hour, Taz, where it is a little strange, and we knew it was coming for a while here. We knew they were not going to the postseason. We know they're in another state of dysfunction. Now, I think it's a little refreshing, but it's odd that the NBA playoffs will get going this weekend and LeBron James is not part of it.
Yeah.
That's strange.
It is strange.
Has
that ever happened? I don't even know. I feel like it's never happened, right?
Did it happen his first year?
Definitely as a rookie. And I have to double check his second season. But it's been a while.
It's been a long time. Jeez. I mean, when you think about the NBA playoffs not having LeBron James, it's been a long time since LeBron James has not played in the NBA finals. I mean, and that streak and that run is going to come to an end, Taz. I think it's good for the league, because I don't think LeBron needs the NBA playoffs to cement his stardom or his place.
His legacy is locked already.
Yeah, it really is, and you're going to fall one way or the other already based on what LeBron's accomplished of whether or not he's the greatest player of all time in that Michael Jordan-LeBron debate, which we got into a lot last year, Taz. But it's weird that he's not there. It is when you look at these playoff matchups, and we'll get into them in terms of which one you're looking forward to the most in each respective conference. But it's weird that it's strange and odd that he's not part of it.
I think you're dead on. I mean, and as you know, right? It's weird for us, but imagine how weird it is for him.
Oh my God!
And he'll never admit it, but it's got to be like so odd for him because this time of year he's, you know, what was his thing? Playoff mode, activated.
Right, shut down. Shut down all social media. Get off of Instagram. Get off of Twitter. None of that.
So
now he'll be tweeting every 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, true. He'll be doing pregame shows as an analyst. But thing is, yeah, it's strange. So far, I know the playoffs are fixing to start here, but so far I don't miss him that he's not going to be in it, meaning that his name, his star power. But I don't know. I got a weird feeling that some fans might not be as connected to the NBA playoffs this year because this mainstream huge name is not in it.
Right, but it also then, and I don't disagree with that, but it also, Taz, provides an opportunity to connect to somebody else.
Correct.
So yeah. With the loss of LeBron, what that does open up the opportunity is for individually guys like, you know, Antetokounmpo, right, up in Milwaukee, whether it be Kawhi Leonard up in Toronto, everyone with the Celtics, the 76ers and the big, quartet that they have down there
Warriors,
in Philadelphia. So. Yeah, the Golden State Warriors, although I think people are connected.
They're connected. They're right.
With Durant and Curry and all those guys.
That's true.
And everything
That's
like
true.
That. Maybe, and people are connected to Paul George and Russell Westbrook, but it's some of these other guys, Taz, that have kind of been buried in the shadow of all the bright lights that have been on the upper echelon players, and specifically on LeBron James, now they could come into focus if they're able to go on some kind of magical carpet ride journey. And I think that's good for the league, Taz, because you want to continually be turning guys over and continuing to develop new stars. And the guys that I mentioned, they're already stars.
They're stars, right.
But you could take it to another level with this opportunity. Milwaukee goes to the NBA Finals, and I think we're both in agreement that Giannis is going to be the MVP of the league. He's the betting favorite right now.
Mm-hmm.
He is not only the MVP of the league, but if he takes Milwaukee to the NBA Finals, imagine what we'll be thinking about Giannis at that stage as compared to the way you think about him now.
Correct, and you're right. you're right what you're saying, and I'm with you. He could potentially be the guy that becomes that next household name. And here's the thing where he or whoever did this is smart with him, okay, because his name is not a mockable name. Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever, right?
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, it's, you know, difficult name.
Antetokounmpo.
Right, but see, here's the thing.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Kumpo.
The Greek freak. But see, here's the point in me doing this. That's all a bit. Here's the point in me doing this.
I know.
People will know the Greek freak.
Right.
They don't need to know his unmarketable, crazy-ass long name. They don't need to know. They know the Greek freak, and when they see the guy play, he's amazing, okay? And he's got character. He's got personality. And, you know, they know. They're going to know who he is because he has a gimmick. Kind of a gimmick. He's got a gimmick.
Well, he does. He's very personable.
He is.
And, you know, he connects.
Giannis.
And, right, Giannis. And remember when he was doing the kind of food tour of Milwaukee a couple years ago and was doing, you know, what he was eating during the course of the offseason. I mean, he's got a really distinct personality, and he's also a wonderful player. And for a guy to have his athleticism at his size is remarkable. I mean, it's LeBron-like. I mean, he doesn't have the body of LeBron. He's not 285. And could basically, you know, stop a tornado. But what he can do, though, Taz, on a basketball court, athletically, he's in the 0.001 percentile of guys that can do what he can do on the court. There's really no other player like him in the league.
No, he's amazing. And as you know, next year, okay, most probably, depending on the team or whatnot, if it's the Knicks or whatever, I don't know, Zion's going to be that type guy. Okay,
right.
Where he has that skill set matched with that speed and size, and that kid is coming. I know that's not the topic we're kind of discussing here, but when Zion comes in, dude, as far as LeBron, like you could almost feel like this year is the transitional year. And it's almost like it's fixed, not that it is. Like it's the transitional year that like LeBron James is riding off into the sunset, and here comes this kid out of Duke, Zion Williamson. This 19-year-old phenom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like he's going to take over the reins. But a guy like Giannis, the Greek freak, I mean, I think he's here to stay as far as being a big-name star. He's a star, like you said already. He's a star already to people that follow the NBA or sports fans. But the casual fan, this guy has potential to be the next star power type guy to, you know, household name like a Kevin Durant, obviously a LeBron James that we're talking about, these type of huge names. You know, I would say Kawhi Leonard because he's got the talent and all that stuff, but he just has, as you know, no personality. There's
no,
nothing
he doesn't
there.
Have much of a
great
a
player,
personality,
though.
But if he's ever able to take Toronto to the NBA Finals, and they made this one-year run to try and get themselves through the Eastern Conference and took that shot to try and convince them to stay there long-term, and who knows if he will stay there long term, Taz? But they took that shot for him for them to get to the NBA Finals and get through the Eastern Conference. So we'll see if they can do that. I'll give you a guy, flies under the radar, really good player. I mean, and not a, you know, gaudy stats, and for a team that everyone forgets about, and the Denver Nuggets, and that's, you know, Nikola Jokic with the Nuggets,
I'm
who's
with
a 20-point, 10-rebound, 7-assist guy. For a guy that, Taz, you don't talk much about it. People obviously think about it, and they're like, the Denver Nuggets are the 2 seed in the Western Conference? Yeah, they're the 2 seed in
right
the Western Conference.
Right behind the Warriors.
Right behind the Warriors. They had an unbelievable regular season. And Jokic is a guy that nobody talks about and really gets in that conversation. We talk about Harden. We talk about Giannis. We talk about Westbrook. We talk about Paul George. We talk about all these other guys. We don't really talk about him all that much.
No.
And he could be a guy, if he's able to have that kind of a run and play really well, and say the Nuggets lose to the Golden State Warriors in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals, he could be that guy, a big 7-footer. Obviously, European, he's not American. But,
right.
I mean, he could be a guy that could raise his Q rating for Joe Q Public out there to exponentially with a great run.
Yeah, he's something special. I mean, MVP candidate, the whole nine yards, best passing center you're going to find in the game. I forgot about him. And see, to the point you just made, I forgot, you know, definitely Jokic for sure. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
When you look at these series, let's start in the Eastern Conference, right? When you look at these series, Taz, which series in the Eastern Conference do you think ends up, which series are you, a two-part question, looking forward to, which series do you think ends up being the best series? Or are they one and the same?
They're one and the same. Because I don't, I mean, what am I, Okay, watch that. What am I looking for? Maybe they're not one of the same. I would say,
I didn't say Siri. Why did that pop?
Because the phones have their own minds. I would say I'm looking forward to the Sixers, like I said, and the Nets.
All right, Sixers
that
next.
That game. I'm looking forward to that series, that game for sure.
Is that the best series?
No, I was just going to get to that. You got to give me a chance.
Okay.
I think on the air I'm organic. You know that. I don't work off script. So... Which Sears will be the best? I got to tell you, there's a good chance maybe it's the Rockets and the Jazz.
Well, in the East. I'm talking about the
East. Oh, you're talking about the East. I didn't even say East.
All
right,
so
I apologize.
Which series in the East? You're looking forward to watching your Sixers playing, obviously, taking on Bisegla's Nets.
Correct.
Do you think that ends up being the best series?
No. Probably maybe Celtics Pacers.
Yeah, I think Celtics Pacers ends up being the best series.
I got to pay attention, Marcy. I didn't hear you say that.
That's fine. That's all right.
Damn.
That's all
right. Man. It's my bad. My bad.
No,
seriously.
No. So
my bads are out the window.
I agree with you. I think, I think that is the series to me, one and the same. I'm not a Sixer fan. I'm not a Brooklyn Net fan, right? I'm a Harden Knick fan. So I'm not exactly looking forward to 76ers and Nets. I'm looking forward to, and I think it ends up being the most competitive series, is Indiana and Boston.
Yeah,
Boston, Taz, there's something about chemistry. Either we've discussed this on here.
Right.
Either you have it or you don't, right? And you look at the Boston Celtics for the guys that stepped up a year ago due to injuries and then bringing those healthy players back this year. It's never clicked for Brad Stevens and the Celtics all season long.
Right.
And I don't think this is a Golden State Warrior, let's ramp it up, turn it on, it's the playoffs, let's get it going. When I look at the Boston Celtics, I think they are what they are. And now you throw the Marcus Smart injury into the equation as well. And Taz, I think that brings them back to Indiana even more so. I think the Pacers have got an opportunity to stretch that series out pretty long. And I would not be all that surprised, given the struggles at time of Boston, inability to close games out. And I'd be surprised. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Celtics all of a sudden ramp it up. I think Indiana's going to give Boston as tough of a series as they can. They'll have an opportunity to win that series.
Yeah, listen, you're right. And the thing about Marcus Smart, too, as you know, right, he's a leader on that team. He's a defensive stud and all this jazz. I mean, he's a mastermind defensively. That's a big loss for them. I'm with you. I think this is going to be a battle, the whole series. And I don't know who's going to win it right now, but I don't even have a thought on it. But, I do think that... the Pacers and the Celtics
right,
could
most
definitely
competitive.
Be tremendous.
All right, same question, Western Conference.
Yeah. So which game am I looking forward
to?
Which series am I looking forward to the most?
Right.
Probably. I mean, I like watching the Warriors play, so I'll say Warriors-Clippers.
All right, Warriors-Clippers. And which do you think ends up being the most competitive series?
Jazz-Rockets.
Jazz Rockets so I have a different answer.
What do you got?
Jazz Rockets, I think, is the most competitive series because it's offense against defense.
Right.
Right? What gives? Does Utah's defense overwhelm what Houston wants to do offensively? Houston, we know they want to barrage you shooting the threes with James Harden, Mr. 30-plus point guy, right? So what style ends up winning out? So I do think that ends up being the most competitive series. I'll give you the team in the series I think is the most intriguing. Because I want to see this team, and we just talked about one of those players, and it's Nuggets and Spurs.
Mm.
San Antonio, we know the names have changed, but a veteran head coach, right? They are a very, very good 7 seed out west. Denver had a great regular season, Taz. We know the regular season is different from the playoffs. How does Denver respond when they get challenged by San Antonio in that series?
Yeah, I tell you.
That to me is intriguing. Because you know this. We have seen teams when the pressure gets mounted up in the postseason, in the playoffs, they all of a sudden don't start playing the same way that they did in the regular season.
Absolutely. But Nuggets are a 2 seed for a reason. Like you laid out perfectly there, man. They've been playing great. I think they're going to continue. I think they're going to step up. Spurs are no joke, though. And, I don't know. I'm just saying. I feel like Denver. I mean, I'm looking forward to that series. I just don't. You think that's going to be a really good series?
I think it's got an opportunity. I like Denver to win the series. The reason why I said it's the most intriguing for me, I don't think it's the best series. I agree with you. I think it's Rockets Jazz. I'm most intrigued to see how Denver now handles the expectations of being the 2 seed out west.
Right.
That's why I think it's intriguing.
It is intriguing.
No, you came into the year not thinking, you knew they were going to be good, and they played really well. They won 54 games in the regular season. I want to see how they handle that success, if they're able to carry it over into the postseason. If they do, then God bless them. And I think they will. I think they're going to beat San Antonio. I want to see how they respond, though.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we're over here spitballing and talking about the NBA playoffs, and, you know, we have a special caller on the line.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Jacksonville, Florida, and bring in our special caller.
And now, it's Pete Gass.
Hello, Pete Gass. Welcome to Taz and the Moves. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Brother?
Hey, you guys.
Good morning.
Before I comment on the playoffs, you got to help me with something. I'm driving to work. I'm a little tired. Did I hear something that I thought I heard? Taz, do you have the eyelashes of a Rockette? Or a professional dancer?
Yeah, I do. I have really awkwardly long eyelashes. I have to trim at times because they could look, I'm just being blunt, they can look feminine. It looks like fake eyelashes. I mean, if I let them grow, you'll think you're looking at Cher from 1979.
Okay. Now it's Cher. So we went from professional dancers to Cher.
Well, these are beautiful women we're speaking of. I mean, I'm not putting myself over here. I'm saying I have long eyelashes if I don't trim them. And I had one stuck in my eyeball. Please. That's what you're saying.
I'm just amazed that two wrestlers believe something that Taz is selling.
Yes.
I'm not picking up what he's putting down. I'm just asking a question.
No, I understand. But hook, line, and sinker, he got you this morning. Yeah, that's a win.
Enough.
No, I was half asleep, and I just thought I heard something. And I was like,
well,
yes,
he did compare his eyelashes to that of a Rockette.
Yes,
you did hear correctly.
Yes, and let me tell you something, Pete. You should be, we put you over out here with this friggin' entrance we gave you.
You didn't even say thank you.
You don't even say thank you. You're coming in cutting promos on people.
Let's scuttle that.
Right. He just moved on. Moves like it's just a full, like everybody gets that custom.
Pete, I appreciate you. Taz is jealous of our friendship, but I appreciate
it's awkward. It's awkward for me.
You and I have each other's cell phone numbers. I got to go through Twitter to send him a message and hope he looks at it.
And you think
that to me is very strange.
It is, and he thinks he's DMing with me. He doesn't realize it's my friend John that handles my Twitter. So he's actually DMing with some mock named John.
That is weird that you don't want to test yourself.
I'll give you my number. No problem. It's you got a pen. It's 855-212-4.
You're lying to the whole everyone that's listening.
What? What'd you say?
You're lying. You're not going to give me your number.
I'm not lying. I'll give you my number. After the show, I'll DM you. I'll have Moose give him my number. It's all right, bro. Just don't call me a lot, bro, because I don't want to talk to anybody, Pete.
I don't want to even talk to you. I'll text you.
Pete, here's the deal, right?
Moose, just send him my, if you don't mind, bro.
He'll give you his number. Just make sure to promote one of his specials.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's...
I promoted your shirt.
You promoted the shirt? We gave you the shirt.
Pete, if you do that, he'll give you his number, his cell, his home address.
I got him. I'll put him over again.
Yeah, right.
I've been putting him over for years.
I understand. Continue to do so. The world is your oyster. It doesn't matter.
Bro, you're too much. You're welcome for the entrance, by the way. That was Moose and I coming up with that idea, by the way, and putting you over.
So. What's going on, Pete?
Yeah. What's up, bro? So, why are you calling the show? What do you want?
I'm calling about the playoffs. Okay?
Don't get hot. Relax.
You guys talking about the playoffs. I wanted to talk about it.
All right, let's go.
Go, talk.
All right. I agree with you guys completely about the Eastern Conference. I think the Celtics are a weird team, but when they do focus – I think they have the ability, and I think that's what you're going to see come playoff time. Mm. I think you're going to see a team that's more focused, but they're going to have a hard time when they go back to Indiana because Indiana's a tough team.
They are.
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to out of the East? What game, what series are you most looking forward to?
I just said the Celtics.
You know what, Moose? He's starting to really get on my nerves a little bit.
This conversation didn't start all that well. Now it's going downhill.
Moose, you know what? Don't give him my number. Please, don't pass my number.
No, I'm not passing any numbers.
Don't give him my number.
I think the Celtics-Pacers, you're going to get the best matchup. You're going to get but I do think that you're going to see a different Celtics team come out in playoffs.
All right, what about out West, Pete? What series are you looking forward to?
See, now, I'm torn. I agree with you guys with the Jazz series, with the Rockets. But I think when the Rockets at home are just so tough, and I think even with the great defense of Utah, it's still going to be a hard time for them at home in Houston. But with regards, I kind of like the Thunder. I think that Thunder Trailblazers could be
that's a good one too.
Kind of
You know what, Pete? That's a good one
that
too.
That is a good one.
That is. Well, you got Westbrook and George. I
love Westbrook.
And I like the Thunder in that series. I think they're going to beat Portland.
Yep, and Portland is kind of a team that, you know, will get under your skin and kind of, you know, just give you a hard time. And I think they'll be tough. Again, everyone's tough at home, but we'll see. I think that could be something, a matchup that could be pretty good down, you know, by surprise for a lot of people.
Pete, who's your team, baseball team?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Oh, God.
Pete,
why?
Because it's just annoying. That's why.
That's annoying?
Yeah, it is. Well, why are you Red? I don't know.
Pete,
My father brainwashed me as a kid. I'm a Celtics fan and a Red Sox fan. He tried to get me with the Cowboys, but my grandfather had season tickets to Giants, so I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, it's been a difficult cross to bear as of late, both Celtics and Red Sox.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
All right, enjoy the Mets.
I will, and Moose is a Yankee
Pete,
fan.
Pete, good luck on your diet, okay?
What are you getting back in the ring? What are you doing? You're trying to get back in the ring? You're cutting weight? What are you doing?
No, I'm trying to live longer.
Oh, all right, no problem. That's awesome.
We're all for that.
Congratulations. I hope you live forever, Pete.
Yes.
I'll say that right now.
Pete, thank you, brother.
There.
All right, Pete. Well, listen.
You are a mark.
Pete, we appreciate talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think so, but okay. Bye.
Good luck. Have a good
day. Take care, brother.
All right. I've got an outro, too, man.
Yes, he does.
What the hell?
It's not an outro.
Tremendous job. That's by awesome. Bilotti. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. I want to ask you, what playoff series are you looking forward to the most? What ends up being the most competitive series? NBA playoffs are upon us. It's Taz and Moose on a Friday morning at CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It certainly is Taz and the Moose with you as we are rolling right along here on this Friday morning. The world's best vie for the coveted green jacket. Don't miss highlights tonight and full coverage tomorrow and Sunday. It's a tradition unlike any other. The Masters only on CBS. Bogus is here. What's up, man?
Wow.
What? Me mowing my front lawn.
Guys, good to see you again. This report is sponsored by Progressive. Thanks, Moose. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Round two of the Masters begins in just about an hour. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka slept in the lead after 6-under 66s yesterday. DeChambeau starts first today, 10:42 Eastern. Koepka tees off 18 minutes later. In between, Phil Mickelson starts his round, lefty in solo third at 5-under, which means he could put on another green jacket Sunday, which means
he'd become the oldest major champion ever at 48 years and 9 months.
And Liguori at the Masters. Round two for Tiger Woods begins 1:49 Eastern. He shot a 2-under 70 yesterday. Tiger had that same opening round score when he won the Masters in 97, 2000, and 2001. The Sacramento Kings won a surprising 39 games this season. They finished ninth in the NBA in points per game. And they still fired head coach Dave Yeager yesterday. GM Vlade Divac did that after signing an extension through the 22-23 season. Head coach J.B. Bickerstaff is out in Memphis.
Yeah, think about that. Divac, so he gets the contract extension.
Yeah.
He fires the assistant GM, Brandon Williams.
Right.
Yeager, who no one expected the Sacramento Kings to do anything. I'm going to tell you that Yeager did an unbelievable job. But De'Aaron Fox starred this year in Sacramento. They were an up-tempo offense. They were fun to watch.
And they were in the playoff hunt until March.
Right, and he's pointing out the fact that if a team with little to no expectations went 9-16 down the stretch is the reason that they're firing Dave Yeager. I mean, that is a brutal decision by Vlade Divac.
And you know, there's been rumors about issues between him and the front office.
Correct.
So why? I always get confused when those things happen, because why did you hire him in the first place? Did you not discuss how you wanted to run things and how he should then coach things?
Right. I guess relationally, the two couldn't stand one another. And they had different viewpoints of how to develop the younger players. But I agree with you. I mean, it fell apart. I mean, Yeager did an unbelievable job this team with that Sacramento team. They were a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
And now he's out looking for a job.
And that's it. J.B. Bickerstaff again done in Memphis. And the Cavs say they've mutually parted ways with Larry Drew, who took over after Ty Lue was canned after six games. They do in the NBA. Yeah.
There you go.
They need a head coach, though.
It's like, that's the thing without LeBron. That, I mean, you know.
What, they went into the abyss?
I mean, they really did. I mean,
that they were in before he came.
Ty Lue Jones.
The first time.
Yeah. Segler's like, I was locked in all season.
Yeah. Yeah,
big Colin Sexton fan over there.
Nets went 2-1 versus the Cavs. I saw him three times.
Enough about the Nets.
Yeah, stop. Just stop.
First Nets comment.
Dukes.
No, it's more than enough. Go ahead, Dan.
Dukes Cam Reddish declares for the draft and Nevada hiring Steve Alford as head coach. Playoff hockey last night. The Maple Leafs and Bruins tied at 1, second period, when Toronto's Mitch Marner earned a penalty shot.
Gathers some speed and collects the puck and moves to the left wing side of the blue line. Cuts to the middle. Deeks shoots and scores! He took Rask down, and his jockstrap is in the corner of the ring.
No, that seems unfortunate.
This is interesting.
Yeah, hold your jockstrap.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't know if you people realize this. Nobody.
You people?
That's very condescending, but
yes. That's what I mean it.
You know, right,
thank you. Okay, go ahead. Okay. I'm all ears, Taz.
Can't wait to learn.
Let's be men.
Okay.
My whole life.
It's amazing on the show. I could say 2-3 words and then just lay out and everyone just chirp, 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 instead of people just let me have the floor and speak.
No, go ahead. We're all ears.
This jock strap. Okay, take two. Let me back that up. This jock strap, okay? This jock strap comment.
Yeah.
You people, do you realize no one wears jock straps anymore? You people don't understand
that. This is your take?
This is my take, and it's not even hot.
Fresh out of the oven.
I'm just letting you know, I'm trying to educate. Instead of you people act like you know everything, okay, I'm telling you as a fact, nobody wears jock straps anymore. Wait. And you don't know what they wear, and that's fine. Admit you guys don't know. And I'll tell you what people were athletes, what men, men athletes wear.
We knew his jock strap wasn't actually in the corner of the ring.
No, I know you knew that. But I meant, I'm trying to be honest with you. Like, no one wears jock straps anymore.
Okay.
That's why that comment is so archaic and out and dumb, what he said.
Right.
They don't wear jock straps.
Well, he should have said athletic underwear.
No, I'm waiting. Funny. I'm waiting for someone to say, what do they wear, Taz? But no one's
buying. What do they wear, Taz?
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Someone's playing along.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So they wear now, it's kind of like a Lycra compression short with a pocket in the front crotch area where you do put a cup. There's no more jock straps. So, you know. What's so funny?
This is a heck of a CBS Sports Minute.
Who gives a rat's ass? I'm trying to inform our audience and people on the show that might not know.
I think it's just a figure. I think the guy's not being literal. I think he's
I don't know, Moose. We got to get things right on the show. We got to get everything right.
Nothing to do with me. No.
I'm trained.
Taz, you're taking him literally. It's a play-by-play call of a goal.
Taking it literally. You've never done that.
No, when it calls for it.
So it only calls for me when you call for it.
Wait a second. So when you hear that play-by-play call, you're like, well, the announcer got it wrong. He's not really wearing a jock strap.
Yeah, no, no one wears jock straps no more. It did, because that's a guy who had, that's a NOP comment. That's a NOP comment. And you know what a NOP
calls,
is.
Who calls Penguins hockey?
Mike Lang.
So when Mike Lang goes, he beats him like a rented mule. Do you go, you don't really beat a rented mule?
Well, he stole that line from JR.
They just don't rent mules much anymore.
They don't.
It's a down business.
That line is stolen from JR anyway.
He's got a truck now.
JR beat him like a government mule. That was the line.
I mean, come on.
I beat you like a rented U-Haul.
They don't wear jock straps.
I know that. I understand. It just okay.
I'm trying to educate the audience. That's my job.
But
that's my friggin' job.
So,
and at times I can educate the staff. I'm telling you, nobody wears jock straps.
Thank
you. Wear compression shorts. Your son is a hockey player. As he gets older, you will see that they don't sell jock straps.
Great.
There's no such thing as jock straps anymore.
Great.
It's compression shorts with a pocket for a cup.
This is really the hell you're...
Why can't you just say really, Taz?
I did. I just said really. That's great. So this is the hill you're dying on.
If Pete Cash is still on, Pete knows what I'm talking about. It's not the hill I'm dying on. I'm just trying to...
This is the lesson you have for America on this Friday morning.
This is the sound of me shutting my mic off.
Now my mic's off.
No, I understand the mic's off. The great takeaway from the show this morning, from Taz, is is that there are no people don't wear athletes don't wear jock straps anymore.
There are people out there that are saying, "Oh, wow, I didn't know that." There are people listening to the show either on a podcast or live saying, "Wow, I didn't realize."
And I'll hear from those people at about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
What is that? Oh, what do you mean? The We Over Nation?
On social media.
Oh, just people in general? I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. The We Over Nation, they don't know it either. Look, I don't, look, I'm just letting you know that people don't wear jock straps no more. That's, I'm just saying we get things right in the show. That's been the credo for this show from Jump Street.
I'm bringing it up at dinner tonight.
Well, that's it.
Jock Did you know, honey, that they don't make jock straps anymore?
Well, hold on a second. I didn't
Mike,
say
that.
No.
If you're
hold
bringing
on,
that
hold
out,
I don't
at
want
a Friday night dinner with your wife.
I don't know with Leon the cat.
I don't want to be taken out of context. Hold on a second.
A Friday night dinner with your wife, and you're bringing up whether or not guys wear jock straps.
We got to get the facts
Mike,
right.
We got to get a life.
Hold on, Moose. Wait. I
Big
did
time
not,
dinner plans.
I want Andrew to know I did not say they don't make jock straps anymore. I'm saying that the bulk of high school and middle school and college and pro players don't wear jock straps.
All right, boy, well taken.
One more thing I want to say about cup protection. One more thing I want to say.
We're done on cup protection.
No, we're not done. Here's the thing. No, because I have something else I want to say. It's half my show. I'll say what I want. So here's the thing. Most college guys, like I don't know about pro guys, they're not even wearing cups. Do you realize when you get hit there with a cup on, with a ball or a puck, sometimes it hurts more? Most guys don't even wear cups.
Right.
This is a topic, because most of our audience are probably men. So I'm trying to let people know, for those that have younger kids that are athletes, your kid should wear a cup. Don't let ask for
a banana strap.
I want to buy a jock strap for Bobby. No, sir, there's no more. You're not buying a jock strap. You're buying compression shorts with a pocket.
Mm. Great community relations show.
Thank you, sir. That's it. I'm done.
All right.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Go ahead,
Andy. All of this began with Joe Bowen on Leafs Radio. Toronto winning game one in Boston 4-1. The Caps held off the Hurricanes 4-2, and Calgary blanked Colorado 4-0 in their game ones. UMass and Minnesota Duluth reaching the college hockey title game. That'll be tomorrow night in Buffalo. The Boston Red Sox almost lost their fourth straight series to open the season.
Devers swings, bouncing ball, and it's in the right field. The base hit, and the Red Sox walk it off. Nunez scores the winning run as the Red Sox rally for two in the ninth to beat Toronto 7-6, their first walk-off win of the season.
And a two-game split with those Jays. Joe Castiglione had the call on Red Sox radio. The Rockies losing streak.
God forbid somebody on the show says, "Oh, wow, I just had an epiphany, Taz. I didn't know that about compression shorts."
No, please, enough. Enough with
I didn't know that,
enough.
Taz. Wow.
The Rockies losing in San Francisco 1-0. The Cubs 2, the Pirates 0. San Diego a 7-6 win in Arizona, and the Mets a 6-3 victory in Atlanta. And from the NFL, the Jets adding veteran running back Ty Montgomery, who split last season between Green Bay and Baltimore.
Push back everywhere. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Thank you.
Push back city.
No. It's not push back
city.
Look,
just so you know, you're
Taz, well, I'm aware.
Your kids are hockey players. They're gonna end up
why
wearing
are you pulling
these
up websites?
I don't know why. I just want to show
think,
you.
I mean, come on.
I think this picture needs to go out to the social media team.
No, I don't. Please.
Why not?
Because.
Why? Is that like awkward for you? Because it's a cup?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to get in your head. I don't know what you're thinking.
It's fine. We're taking a. Okay. Send it out. Can we please move on? I really don't care.
For the love of God, please.
I mean, come on.
It's intriguing.
The phone's about to ring.
I bet you. Why?
No, that's not true.
No, that's definitely not true.
It should.
Damn.
Okay. I'm talking to Mike. I'm done.
I mean, right. That's a good point, Mike. It should. 855-2.
You got it covered, Moose. Scott, I'm done.
What do you mean? I got what coming?
I'm done. To covered. Oh. I'm done. I'm shut my mic off.
No.
My mic's off.
We covered the cup thing.
I know we did.
Jockstrap, cup, now. Athletic underwear.
No,
right.
It's
compression shorts.
Well, it's athletic underwear. Whatever. It's
you're
same
right.
Deal. No, it's around the same topic.
My mic's off.
Good point, Taz. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm smarter today than I was yesterday.
That's our goal on Taz and Moose.
Odell giving a hint into the NFL schedule. We'll get into that next. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS Sports Radio.
This is WWE superstar, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Reed Forgrave is going to join Taz and myself coming your way top of the hour. NBA analyst, reporter for CBS Sports. So we'll get his thoughts, Taz, on the NBA playoffs, which get going this weekend, and who he likes, who he doesn't, who thinks going to advance, who's going to end up being champion. We'll get his thoughts. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. took to Twitter, social media Wednesday night. NFL schedules have yet to get unveiled. He took to Twitter and said, just seeing the schedule, it's funny how God and the universe works. Week one surprise. With then devil face emojis.
First off, I want to say about Beckham. I got to tell you, I would think that, like Antonio Brown going to the Raiders, I would think that Beckham with the Browns, I would think, listen, just chill. Just both these guys, you know, obviously Beckham not as bad as Antonio Brown with being, you know, kind of a lightning rod, annoying guy. He's not as bad as Antonio Brown. He's not. But why can't they just chill right now? Like, just chill. Just chill. It's so early. And those are devil emojis. Those purple things are devil emojis. I've always seen. I didn't know they were the purple.
Maybe they're not.
I don't know what they are.
I thought they were, but maybe they're not.
Yeah, he didn't give specifics.
Maybe
on
it's demon emojis?
Maybe you're right. I think you might be right.
Maybe it's demon.
I think they use those more. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so, yeah, he didn't give, you know, he didn't give any specifics on it. You know? I mean, it's going, yeah.
Right, I mean, and he and Jamal Adams from the Jets went back and forth. The two mentioned seeing each other week one. And, you know, someone else sent out a tweet in connection to what Odell Beckham Jr. mentioned and said, NFL celebrating its 100-year anniversary, right? What two teams, Taz, played the first ever Monday Night Football game on ABC?
I know the answer.
Yeah.
Jets-Browns.
Correct. So Jets-Browns played the first ever Monday Night Football game on ABC. And you have Jamal Adams and Odell Beckham Jr. hinting at the fact that it's going to be Jets and Browns week one of the NFL regular season in the 100th year anniversary. As the NFL, it's going to be a year-long celebration of the anniversary of the sport. So it makes sense. I mean, you know, and Taz, I agree with you, but, you know, unfortunately, I think it's just going to be more and more of it. You know, I agree in terms of keep quiet, less is more, and everything
out, man.
I understand, Taz, but when you're looking at a millennial athlete and they've got some information that they believe that the people would like and enjoy, they're going to put it out there.
Well, you're right.
I mean, that's it. I mean, isn't that just a sign of the times? I mean,
it really is.
If you're Beckham, you find out, you see the schedule, and you say, "Well, I've got a little piece of information."
That's it. Boom!
It's out there. It's gone.
And dude, it's good and bad because, you know, you have a platform to share with the world anytime you want, but it's bad because you have a platform to share with the world anytime you want.
Right.
So what I mean
is, you
know what I mean. And it's like, it's funny. It has nothing to do with this, but it's. I thought about this when you just said that last comment. I did a podcast yesterday about something with wrestling commentary where an ex-commentator from WWE was saying something about somebody in charge. Michael Cole was in charge of commentators at WWE, and the person took to Twitter after he got fired a while back ago and was ripping Michael Cole. And it's like, I'm like, I did a podcast about this. Like, why do people run to Twitter? And I know it's a rhetorical question, but why run to Twitter and share all your business? If you get fired from a company, for argument's sake, or get fired from a team, or you quit a team, or they traded you, or whatever, why? Like, why? Maybe me being a little old school, but like, some stuff is just not for public consumption.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Taz, but I also think that sometimes people do that for support.
Could be. I never thought of it like that.
I want to paint the broad brush and say everyone's doing it for one specific reason.
Right,
I think
right.
Some people do it out of anger, to vent.
Vent, right.
They want to let their frustration out. They look at that as a kind of a healthy way of doing it. But I also think, you know, if you've got a healthy amount of supporters, whatever the number is, whether it's 5,000 to 500,000 to 15, 20 million, right? Whatever the number
followers is. Followers, you mean, right?
Yeah, followers, that is. Oh, those people are following you for a reason because they like what you do.
Well, hold
right?
on.
And the content.
Most of them are.
Well, I get it. I know there are haters out there, and I get it,
right,
and follow
right.
it to kind of hate troll you and all that, Taz. But a large percentage of the people that follow you,
they respect
supporters.
What you did
right,
or done.
Respect.
Right,
so
right.
if you send something, a message out there in terms of things not doing, going well for you or having a bad day, there are people that are going to, you know, laugh and joke and love your demise. And there are other people that are going to tweet you and react to it in support of you. So it could go one of two ways. So, I mean, I get it, Taz, but you know what? I think at this time I kind of like adjusted to realizing now that if an athlete or personality or something finds out a piece of information, they're putting it out there because they're hoping that it goes viral and they pick up more Twitter followers or maybe right. more Instagram followers, whatever it might be. And it nothing's safe any longer.
No. No, and
it's just not.
And in our job, right, as soon as you hear something, anything about a player or a scuttlebutt or a rumor, what do? We go right to their social media accounts to see if they put any information
Correct.
Out there. Because they're giving us content to talk to the audience about. Like Beckham, Odell Beckham. So he's on the cusp of 4 million followers. I personally don't follow him on Twitter. I don't follow a lot of the athletes. I probably should in a job I do. I don't because I just don't follow them. A lot of them. Unless I'm a fan of what they do, I don't. I mean, I think Beckham's great. I'm not knocking Beckham.
No, I get it.
I don't follow a guy. Whatever. Don't matter. But the thing is, so he's got a platform to arguably 4 million people at any time he wants. That's just Beckham. I mean, so, you know, if I don't think him putting that tweet out was about the 100th anniversary of Monday Night Football. It might be. He never mentioned that.
No, it's not. I'm referencing that. That's why they'd be playing week one.
Right. Gotcha.
People are saying, okay, what's the – is nothing to do with, you know – I'm saying that's why the NFL put that out there because they played the first Monday Night Football game. It's the 100th year anniversary of the National Football League. They did that in 1970. So you're saying, okay, well, that's why the NFL getting a little cutesy there saying, all right, let's put the first Monday night in the celebration of 100 years of our league – the first two teams to play on Monday Night Football, let's have them match up week one.
Right. So we can see Jamal Adams,
right.
you know, cover and go after
right.
Beckham and all this stuff.
Bears, yeah. Packers on right. Thursday night.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, and you're going to get that. So, no, I don't think Beckham's thinking about, you
he
know.
He might not even known.
Probably didn't know. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Odell Beckham Jr., but I wouldn't expect him to know that the Jets and Browns played on September 21st, 1970.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect him to know that information. I don't think he probably did know, so that's fine. But, yeah, I mean, Taz, you get to these scenarios here where, I mean, a lot of what we do now is reacting to not only what transpires on the field or on any particular court, whatever. It's also responding, you know, how much have we talked about guys' social media, whether it be LeBron James, whether it be Antonio Brown,
whoever,
whether it be
right.
Le'Veon
yeah.
Bell. I mean, you go up and down the line, you're discussing a lot of what people do away from what they actually get paid to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and because they just can't help but – who was it? Is it Kingsbury? Help me, we just talked about this. Who was given a break so guys could
Cliff
go on.
Kingsbury.
Kingsbury, right. So Kingsbury
social
with the Cardinals is
giving
him a social media break. It's like – that's – and we talked about that when that news came out about that. That's amazing to me. But, you know, and I don't think I'm – you or I, we're not like old-timers out here like geezers. That's the – we're both on social media a lot, and this is what we do. I mean, I joke around with you that you're not on there a lot, but you are. I mean, you do a great job on social media. I'm teasing,
well,
I understand. No, I know
that.
You know that, but I'm just
not
saying.
But listen, I'm not as aggressive as others are, and that's fair, but
right.
they're and I get – and it's necessary for what we do to have a presence on social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get our stuff out there and to promote what you're doing, because if you don't promote it, but, you know – that's not what we're talking about here. You know, if we take, you know, we hear things about what's going on around the, you know, around, say, a particular radio station or whatever, we're not going out and throwing that out
no.
on social media.
No, we're not.
We're
no.
not, because
no.
if we did, we, you know, we get, I mean, we'd be in trouble. I mean, we,
yeah.
you know, for Odell Beckham Jr., what are the Cleveland Browns, what's the National Football League going to do to him? Nothing.
Nothing. No, no.
They're going to do nothing. What are they going to do to Jamal Adams?
No,
nothing.
Nothing. No, nothing.
They don't like it.
No.
They like it to be the unveiling where nobody knows the schedule whatsoever, and then they have the big unveiling and the special on NFL Network and
right.
ESPN and all that, and nobody knows nothing until the schedules officially come out. But that's just not you. As soon as that information gets into the wrong hands, it's going to get out.
Absolutely, and that's social media.
Reed Forgrave is going to chat a little NBA with myself and Taz. We're going to do that next. CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.